After more than a year of being encamped at Mount Sinai, the Jews start their trek. This time the destination is clear. It's the land of Israel. Although some of us who know the story know they don't go directly there. What should be a relatively short trip becomes a very long and complicated trip. And when things like that happen, we're prone to ask questions and to point fingers. Sometimes the finger which is pointed is at the leadership. Leaders should have done a better job. It's difficult to say in this case because the leader is Moshe Rabbeinu. We've never had a greater leader. We've never had a greater prophet. Moshe is the man who brings the Torah down from Mount Sinai, who takes it from the hand of God and hands it and teaches it to us. What we do see in this week's parasha, Moshe feels terribly alone. When the people begin to sin, Moshe feels the enormity of the situation where it's all on him, which is strange. Of course, we'd seen so recently that each of the tribes had their leaders. Each of the tribes were divided and they were leaders, and therefore there should have been people there to have been helping Moshe, but apparently weren't. God does not allow Moshe to walk away. He doesn't let him give him back the keys and say, here, this is yours, you take care of this. But rather he says, I'll give you help. And it's interesting because the help which is given is spiritual help. And the people that were chosen were people who had some of the spirit of Moshe, as it were. And people start to prophesize in the camp. And at that point, we find one of Moshe's assistants. We find Yehoshua protesting and saying to Moshe to stop them, which is fascinating because in Yehoshua's mind, Moshe should be the only prophet. Moshe should be the leader, the spiritual leader. But then we get to the end of the parasha. We find that Moshe's own siblings, they think that they are on the same level spiritually as Moshe. So we see this incredible dichotomy. Moshe's student Yehoshua thinks Moshe should be the only leader. Moshe, for his part, thinks everyone should be able to have spiritual capacity to be able to prophesize. And Moshe's own siblings think that they're on the same level of him, more or less. To which God protests and says, no, that's not the case. That Moshe's ability to prophesize is unique. That Moshe as a prophet, Moshe as a spiritual leader, is unique. But what we can discern are these various winds blowing in different directions, and perhaps even in a contradictory way. Moshe feels isolated and would love for more people to have prophecy. The other people who are prophets feel, oh, us and Moshe were pretty much the same. And Moshe, for his modesty, may even have accepted that perspective, but God doesn't. And Moshe's student thinks that Moshe should be the only prophet. And then we realize that there's a lot to that. And Moshe thinks, wow, what if everybody had this capability? What if everyone was able to be more spiritually attuned? Wouldn't that make for a greater people? Unfortunately, as I started out, when looking to point fingers, it's very hard to point the finger at Moshe. Apparently the people were not quite ready to enter the land of Israel. And apparently the people were not quite ready for a leader like Moshe. But Moshe, for his part, was willing to share his spiritual capabilities with anyone who wanted. And Moshe didn't feel threatened when other people thought they had achieved his kind of spiritual level. The one who doesn't accept that is God. And we continue our march, where we now realize Moshe may have been more lonely than we can possibly imagine. And the leadership, even though there are others there to help, it's on his shoulders. And he's going to march forward and go, even though he never will cross the finish line. He'll take him to the border of the land of Israel. Moshe himself, despite his greatness, will never cross into the land of Israel. And that's the tragedy. Sometimes leaders have to sacrifice their own dreams and aspirations in order to lead others. And the sadness and the tragedy of that sacrifice is very often underappreciated, if appreciated at all.